Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams happen twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10, and you can hear them 24/7 on the radio.com app. All you got to do is search the wake-up call. Tell us about your phone scam today.
We're calling Isabel. She's a digital designer, and her boyfriend Caleb wanted me to phone scam her. So I told Caleb to tell her that one of her friends had a new client that was going to be calling to run a new website through her. So she was expecting this call, but it's Cannon with a K, our favorite douchebag.
Oh, God.
And he's calling to set up a new dating website.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? I'm looking for Isabel.
Yes, that's me. How can I help you?
What's up, baby? My name is Cannon with a K. And
Cannon? Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey. And I'm looking for a web designer. You came recommended to me. I don't know how to build a web page. I'm more of the ideas guy and the financier because I'm an entrepreneur. So, but I need to hire somebody who knows how to do stuff like that, you know.
I could definitely help you with that.
Oh, so, good. Great.
Really quick. So let me just get my notes ready. Let me take down some notes for you. What kind of website are you looking to build?
Oh, what's up? It's a dating site.
Oh, cool.
I want one that's gonna be exclusively for hot people, for hot people, mostly hot girls, because most dating sites are filled with all kinds of grossness. Most dating sites are also filled with dudes and bros and stuff like that. This one's gonna be for both, but like mostly for hot girls.
Okay. Do you have a name in mind? We can probably. Let's talk about a name.
Yeah.
Specific.
I want it called nouggos.com.
I'm sorry.
No uggos. U-G-G-O-S.
Okay.
It's a slang term for ugly people, for an ugly.
Oh, maybe we could circle back to the name. We'll circle back to that.
Oh, okay. No doubt.
Let me ask some questions first, just to kind of see what we're going to design for you. And my first question, I guess, would be, how would you guarantee that it would only be hot people?
Oh, yeah, so I thought about that. And everybody who signs up for the site, they have to submit pictures, like more than one picture. They have to submit some pictures. All of the pictures go to me. And I do is I'll go through the pictures, and then I will determine whether or not you're hot enough to get on to nouggos.com.
Okay. And so on the landing page, would you have, like, maybe prerequisites? Like, you have to be a certain height and a certain hair color.
You said, what's a landing?
It's the first page that people see when they go to your website.
Oh, well, I call it a first page. So, like, when people go to the first page, I don't think we need to write anything down there. I think we just need to put a picture of, like, me and, like, maybe, like, two on each side. Four hot girls. And they'll get it.
Oh, okay.
And well, maybe they'll look at maybe they'll look at that picture and they'll think, that guy got four hot girls. This is the site for me.
So we'll circle back on that as well, I guess, because we will have to get a little specific, and then we'll have to think about logistics of sending you those photos and the approval and how much time that's going to take. I just want you to have content on your website. What about tabs? Have you thought of like different tabs, like what your mission is with this website?
Our mission is going to be to make sure that Sacramento stays hot. I guess that's a good way to say it. Because hot people, they're going to get together and they're going to make hot babies, and hot babies are going to find other hot babies, and they're going to make hot babies.
Okay. I just don't want you to then have lawsuits. Like, you know, that sounds a little bit like you're discriminating against a certain type of person, maybe that
right.
caught.
Yes, I am. Right. I am discriminating against them. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't think this is going to work out. I really don't think our business relationship is going to go any further. But
what?
I appreciate you.
Whoa! You're breaking up with me? I'll bet you're an uggo, and that's why you don't want this. It's because
okay, you know what? I don't need to deal with your harassment right now. So I'm going to get off the phone, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, nice hold on a second. None of this is real. My name's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call. None of it's real. This is a phone scam.
Oh,
it's a prank phone call.
Oh my god!
Wow, that escalated quickly.
It's because you're being an asshole.
That is very fair.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.